with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the vote on a tentative contract with General Motors is currently too close to call. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Voting on a tentative contract agreement between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union that ended a six-week strike against the company appears to be too close to call. Workers at several large GM factories have turned down the deal. Factory in Arlington, Texas, with about 5,000 workers, has voted more than 60% to approve the deal so far, with voting at GM to wrap up Thursday. Voting at Ford continues until early Saturday, where so far the deal is passing with 66.1% voting in favor, and at Jeep maker Stellantis, the contract was overwhelmingly passing, with Stellantis voting continuing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration is urging Congress to reauthorize a spy program. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Time is running out to keep Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act going before it expires at the end of December. The White House says the spy program is vital to preventing terrorism, catching spies, and disrupting cyber attacks. Administration officials warn lawmakers that without the program, the government won't be able to collect crucial intelligence overseas. But civil liberties advocates insist that changes are needed before the program is reauthorized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden and China's Xi Jinping have emerged from their first face-to-face meeting in a year with vows to stabilize their fraught relationship and showcasing modest agreements to combat illegal fentanyl and reestablish military communications. But there are still deep differences on economic competition and global security threats. On Wall Street, the Dow by 163 points, the Nasdaq rose 9. This is SRN News. A leading Christian researcher says part of the reason America's in trouble is because her churches have gone astray. Dr. George Barna is co-founder of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
As we've interviewed senior pastors across the country, we found that there are five factors that our churches typically measure: how many people show up, how much money we raise, how many programs we offer, how many staff people we've hired, and how much square footage we built out. Jesus didn't die for any of those things.
And there's another problem.
Also, in interviewing pastors of churches across the country, what we find is that only 37% of Christian pastors have a biblical worldview. That's barely one-third.
Barna says churches need to fix their problems. He's just released a new book for parents called Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. This is SRN News. Britain's Supreme Court rules against the government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, saying it's unlawful.
This is a big moment, both legally and politically. The Supreme Court has now unanimously decided asylum seekers can't be sent to Rwanda. It says there is evidence Rwanda might not be able to give them a fair hearing and might send them back to their home countries where they could face inhumane treatment in clear breach of the United Nations Convention on Refugees. So a key part of Rishi Sunak's policy for dealing with the small boats crossings is in tatters. His only options would appear to be getting Rwanda to improve its standards or for the UK to leave key conventions of the European Court and the United Nations.
That's BBC correspondent Rob Watson reporting. Sunak has pledged to stop migrants reaching Britain in small boats. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.